This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces fought new clashes Friday while plans to hold talks in Moscow raised hopes of ending the deadliest battles in the South Caucasus for more than 25 years. The Armenian and Azeri foreign ministers were expected to attend the talks in the Russian capital later Friday, a day after France, Russia, and the United States launched a concerted peace drive at a meeting in Geneva. The Armenian government said Friday's talks would focus exclusively on cessation of hostilities and humanitarian issues, which it identified as exchanges of bodies and prisoners of war. If the warring sides' foreign ministers meet, it will be the first direct contact known to have taken place between Armenia and Azerbaijan since new fighting broke out September 27th in the former Soviet Republic's decades-old conflict. More than 400 people have been killed in the fighting in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, a mountain enclave which under international law belongs to Azerbaijan but is populated and governed by ethnic Armenians. Kyrgyzstan's president, Sooronbay Jeenbekov, told the army's newly appointed chief of staff Friday to get unrest in the country under control and maintain peace, his office said. Jeenbekov earlier declared a state of emergency in the capital and ordered troops to be deployed there. He said Friday he's ready to resign once a new cabinet was appointed to end the power vacuum in the Central Asian nation, gripped by unrest since opposition supporters seized government buildings on Tuesday. If you'd like to learn more about these or any other stories you hear on VOA News, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The final presidential debate leading up to the election is scheduled to go on as planned. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The chair of the Commission on Presidential Debate says the final debate, scheduled for October 22nd, is slated to go on as scheduled in person. Frank Fahrenkopf spoke on CNN Thursday night, hours after President Donald Trump pulled out of the second debate after the commission announced it would be held virtually because the president tested positive for COVID-19. There was no immediate word from Trump's campaign on whether he'll participate in the October 22nd debate. With Trump opting out of the October 15th date, former Vice President Joe Biden campaign said he'll participate in an ABC News town hall by himself on that day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Thousands of Venezuelans are heading to Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru in search of work as these countries reopen their economies following months of lockdowns. But South American roads have become harder to negotiate for poor migrants with no money for bus tickets as shelters remain closed due to the pandemic and locals who fear contagion are less likely to help out with rides and food. Immigration officials in Colombia expect 200,000 Venezuelans to enter the country in the following months, enticed by the prospects of earning higher wages and sending money home to feed their families. The Nobel Committee has awarded its 2020 Peace Prize to the United Nations World Food Program. Executive Director David Beasley says he was surprised when he learned they'd won.
This is the first time in my life I've been speechless. I mean, this is unbelievable. Talk about the most exciting point in time in your life is the Nobel Peace Prize.
The Deputy Executive Director of the agency, Amir Abdullah, says he's proud of the organization for its efforts in fighting hunger in regions of conflict and hardship around the world.
Always we've been there at a time of war, providing relief and assistance. We've been there at the time of peace to help them with the recovery and building. And I think probably right now, today, the world needed some good news.
The WFP pledges to do its best to provide a lifeline to the many in need. It warns COVID-19 will push millions of people to the brink of starvation. Spain's government declared a state of emergency and a new partial lockdown for the virus-hit Madrid area Friday. This after seeing its previous measure struck down in court with a wrangling emblematic of the difficulties faced by governments around Europe. Russia registered its highest ever number of new coronavirus infections Friday after officials warned tight restrictions could be set back in place if people continued to flout antivirus rules via remote. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.